Blog Talk Radio.
Helpful accessories for the kitchen. Cooking something on the road? Come check out our portable kits that bakers love. Blotto's. We make daily habits fun.
Yeah, one of Goofy Bone's favorite stores, Blotto's. You better go check them out. They got 3 worldwide locations, only on the West Coast, though, at 3328 North Foothill Road in Beverly Hills, California. That's 90210. And at 3301 Warner Boulevard in Burbank, California, 91505, and the one that I go to all the time at 1775 Willow Road in Menlo Park, California, 94025.
All right. Hey, hey.
Can you hear me, Miss Natasha?
I can hear you, honey. How you doing?
I'm hands-free today. I got my new phone hooked up. I'm hands-free. You know what I'm saying? I'm just testing out the water. I want to see how clear it sounds. You know, is it too low? It need to be turned up. Well, ain't no turning the motherfucker up.
You're very, very quiet. That's all I can say. But that's all right. Oh, wow. Alpha, how are you today? Yeah, you sound, yeah, it's very low. That's all right. I can hear you. Correct. How you doing?
All right, well, today is take it up the bomb to Monday. Take it up the bomb.
Take it up the bomb. Oh, my goodness.
And then what y'all worries about you? Huh?
What?
I said, isn't that an Australian word, bum?
Bum, yes, correct. Two meanings behind
bum.
It.
I fell on my bum.
I have absolutely no idea what you just said.
I fell on
my I don't like your hands free.
No. You don't like it, damn it. Like it or love it. Here.
Like it or love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are no other options.
Okay. Well, I love it. That's my option. It's all about love with me.
So how's your evening going?
How's my evening?
Yeah.
My evening is wonderful, so far. Yeah. See, can I just say something right now? Even Nettie Nett's in the chat room, and she said that she can't hear you. You're very quiet. You need to get off the hands free and hold a telephone. I'm not really understanding you either. I can hear you cussing. Stop cussing.
Oh shit! That's what sign is.
All right, fuck it then, people.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the show.
No fucking love. man, shout out to everybody off of the chat room, man. What's happening, man? Yeah, you know, we need Blog Talk Radio Hospital. For what? What happened? Oh, he's talking about drama and shit. No drama up in there. No drama up in her. Guaranteed. We don't fuck around with the drama on Wrecking the Game Radio. We'll leave that for the other shows. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Easy Rider coming off up in her. Ed Lips. Shouts out to Madison Media and Nettie Nett representing Hotels.com. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Hotels.com out there. All your low budget booking hotel needs. And of course.
Oh, really? Oh, God. She can be my new best friend. I need to book some hotels with you, Nett.
I'm out like there.
A
motherfucker. She ain't booking your ass no damn hotel.
Oh.
She working the accounts receivable and shit.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, this is what the fool name was that was on the show yesterday. Kama Sutra. Yeah, this is fucking Kama Sutra and shit. We had a guest on the show yesterday, man, that was tripping the fuck out and shit. Talking about he wanted to buy a fucking baby online and shit. Or buy a baby and shit. So I got stuff for him. I got something for him. This is for you, homie. Buy your baby's ear if y'all looking for it. That smells so good.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Right.
Wow.
Get your baby in a box. I thought they only boxed wine and shit. Oh, man. And,
I need to record that and put it on his page.
Yeah, that's what
I Oh, sorry, I didn't say that out loud. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to, shouts out to everybody who hung out on the show yesterday, man. We had a good time on the show, hanging out, talking about this, talking about that. You got to run the archives back if you want to hit a VIP hour and how it went down after 2 o'clock.
You take the pick out of Tasha Day. Mm-hmm.
And y'all have to, she had to explain that to y'all, because.
Now, how about you explain it? You learned the meaning last night.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We got a new word from Australia, y'all. New phrase. It's called take the piss out. So when you take the piss out of somebody, you know what I'm saying? You're actually making fun of them. So don't take the piss out of people. I guess don't piss on people either. It's all the same. You pissed on me. I pissed on you. He bloody pissed on me. What kind of shit is that? I'm fucking pissed out now. I'm fucking pissed out. Sir, I think you mean pissed off. No, I'm bloody pissed out.
No, oh my goodness. Yeah, man, you for taking the piss out of me. It's not fun being the only female when you're like surrounded with men taking the piss.
Hey, some women like it like that.
It's all
some
good though.
Like it like that.
It's all good though.
Net and net, would you have had a problem being surrounded by old men? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't have a problem with it. It's just that they're very, because they're actually people that I socialize with on a daily basis, basically. And, you know, they're very different. Very different when they're not us. They're just like all nice and, you know,
that virtual
shit.
That
and then all of a sudden, they're on the phone acting like they all fucking whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. So, yeah.
I hope y'all checked out the Foster's clock up top. Let me just put my shit on stop for a second. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to one of our sponsors, Foster's Beer. Australian for beer.
It's not Australian for fucking beer, man. Come on now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot I had changed. I had another. Oh, no, that's for Vice Grip Show. Okay, yeah, we got Vice Grip Show coming up immediately after this. We're talking about politics. You know what I'm saying? Vice Grip, what's happening, homie?
Blessed love. How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
In the building, man. What the hell happened?
Said love to Natasha and Nettie, that's her name?
Nettie Nat.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because I signed on that side. All right, my bad. Everybody chilling today, Vice, man. You know, it's a blessed day. It's taking up the bum Monday, you know what I'm saying? Tired of taking it up the bum. Today is your day to let all that out. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, today's subject is, you sick of people telling you they're going to do something and they don't, you know, they turn around and don't do it. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, or your baby mama, your baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? Call the police on your ass for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Now your ass just getting out of jail and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We talking about whatever on the show today, you know what I'm saying? With my sexy co-host, Miss Tasha, my Aussie Macedonian, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down real big, man, doing what it does. Everyone is sleep up in here. I got something to wake you mofos up.
Everyone is, man. Everyone's asleep in the chat room. Madison's not. Hey, Madison.
That's what I tell all you mofo Philippers that sleep in the chat room. Y'all punk ass up. Wake y'all. What the hell? Oh, man, I just got a fucking runtime error. Ain't this a bitch? I'm going to start tripping. fucking blown talk. Well, I was finna play a song. Hey, play that bad guy by myself. How about that? You see it.
What?
It says bad. Oh, God. Yeah, let me chat back up. And what I say to all y'all, wake up in the goddamn chat room. Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas out doing my thing. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Kick my ass, when you think shit squash, I kill your ass. Yeah. I got something that'll hit your ass. Yeah. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch for the play organ? It don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison, beat my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. I'm a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round up. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with guns. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of motherfuckers like Trick Daddy Solo. Kidnapping, bitch stopping. Go home like ain't shit happening. Bad guy. Really good guy, step on my toes, yes, I'm a good guy. I ain't like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Don't talk to me like that nigga, stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that nigga. Gonna be fair, like a bitch I kick, bite and pull hair. I don't give a fuck, I'ma try everything before I let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and damn me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tear me a nigga. Chicken with the chains, I don't fear no nigga. On the street ain't a referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to wipe me. Ways unlike me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you.
Oh, where they at? Back it up, drop it, and show me you don't care. Hypnotize, I'm gon' stare. Anything you like, I'm knife and I'm there. Hey, cut up, no, I didn't stutter. Trying to get you home all alone undercover. Take your baby mother, protect her with this rubber. I can make you sweat, get you hot like the summer. You the prey, I'm the hunter. Shoot when I'm the gunner. Digging deep in you, we can do what you wanna. Hotter than a sauna. Baby, I just wonder, what is it gon' take for me to go and put it out?
So the money got so to be. Oh, baby, tell me what it ain't, what it is.
Pick this up. I got a motherfucking problem real quick. Fuck ass people sending me motherfucking emails. Let me tell you something, Miss Diamond. Miss Diamond Howard, who done replied, you know what I'm saying, to this motherfucking email. DiamondHoward79@yahoo.com. Please spam that punk ass bitch. Fuck you. If you put your ass on this show, it's going to be on and popping. Yeah, let me tell you what she's sitting back. Now, listen. This is, let me tell y'all what happened, you know what I'm saying, because we got my dog Vice Grip on the line. Got this old punk bitch to send him a motherfucking email talking about why every time that she type in Obama name, Vice Grip name pop up, you know what I'm saying, about his unity song, you know what I'm saying, about the economical pressure, you know what I'm saying. She said a real nasty letter talking about something. She's sick of people coming here trying to use Obama's name to make money and sell their music. And then she's sick of, you know what I'm saying, she's talking about something. You need to go back to Jamaica where you come from and let Americans make their own music. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole, just the whole stupid-ass motherfucking letter and shit.
Pick up in, Mr. DJ Smith-Hogwood. Pick up in right there. Look, we are not going to stoop down to a zero level, and that's what I'm saying, because we're better than that. You and I went out there, we get out there in the sun and the rain, knock on 200 doors, get people ready for the vote to bring changes to this country and the world. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So whosoever want to pass their negative remarks, they go out with. We are not going to stick them to their level because we know better than that, man. Let us laugh about it. Let us move on to the next level because we're better than that. Trust me. I'm out there listening on the rain, not only just for Barack Obama, but to bring changes to the world, to people all over. You understand what I'm saying? You're black, you're white, people, gay, straight. I don't care who you are. You understand what I'm saying? I was out there in the sun and the rain, knocking doors and doors, and I was doing it for my heart. I did not do it to get anything from Mr. Barack Obama. You understand what I'm saying? I do it for changes, for the world, for the people. You understand what I'm saying? So we're not going to strip down to their level. That's what I'm saying. Bless them with peace and love. You don't know. Vice Grip are for unity, not for hate, not for racism and hate crime. We are not for that. Love, peace, unity. You understand what I'm saying? Because you know, it builds up disease, sickness, hate crime, everything that's bad in the book, everything that's bad in the barrel. Hate bring us. You understand what I'm saying? Love brings us happiness, prosperity. You understand what I'm saying? We are not going to strip down to their level. You understand what I'm saying? Bless them still and let us move on. DJ, so good. You don't know. I love we are dealing with Aya. peace and unity. And the vice grip unity show, you don't know. Love.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Fuck that love shit. I'm sending her ass a motherfucking letter back, punk bitch. No motherfucking send no goddamn emails to me. Calling me no motherfucking DJ stank so good. Fuck you, bitch. And
don't you go.
Who are you? What does it have to do with you? Got everything to do with me. Can't the man speak for himself? Yes, he can. But if you sick of motherfucking people using the president's thing to make it in this motherfucking country, fuck you. Shit. Do what you own. You know what I'm saying? What did you do for the campaign? You know what I'm saying? What did you do? Did you go out and get any motherfucking people registered to vote? Did you go out and get anybody motherfucking get their rights restored and shit so felons and shit can have the motherfucking right to vote and voice their opinion?
Like I said, don't let them get to...
Man, you hear that shit, man. I want that bitch to call in.
Don't let them get to... We better than that. We're not going to stoop to their level.
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me find this bitch motherfucker. Diamond Howard. And watch this shit here. Free411.com. Watch y'all find this bitch phone number.
You know, because people, you know, I do the song for the president. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People
yeah, but see, the problem I have is she only said Obama's name. You say Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, are just great leaders, period. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing that you can, you know, she can fucking focus on with that dumb shit. Come the fuck on, man. No, you got me fucked up. You sent the wrong motherfucking Diamond Howard. All right. I know it ain't that many motherfucking people named Diamond.
But guess what? Their own self with the eight. You know what I'm saying? They are destroying their own self with eight. Because, like I said, eight take us nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's just that the crabs in the barrel that try to pull on the... And they are pulling on their own self. You know what I'm saying? They don't do any harm to me. They do harm to their own self. You know what I'm saying? So we are not going to stoop to their level. Mr. DJ Smith is so good, so let us go worry about them, man. About niggas.
That bitch probably young. That's what it is. 79, and, no, I can't even say that because I'm 78. So, and that bitch, I mean, she's at least 30. You know what I'm saying? She should have some fucking sense on her. And, you know, that's just ignorance, man. But,
people are no better, man. Just ignorance take us a long way, man. Take us nowhere. We are but in the garbage. Ignorance don't help us.
This is,
just, you know.
Punk ass. But anyways, man, you know what I'm saying? This is the problem that we having, you know what I'm saying, to this day, you know what I'm saying, with people like that. Close-minded, then don't even listen to the motherfucking, don't even listen to the song and get the big picture, you know what I'm saying? And not once did the motherfucking song say, you know what I'm saying, or anywhere on the website, anywhere you look up Vice Grip name, it don't say buy no fucking Obama song. It don't say purchase my motherfucking video. It don't say send me no damn donations. It don't say nothing that says anything about profit off of the fucking song. So what the fuck is she talking about? The song ain't got shit to say about no profit, no money making, no please send a donation here. A bit, and your address ain't even on nowhere to send a comment back to about the song or the video, except for email. So what the fuck is she talking about?
I'm there.
But dumbass people ain't going to call in like that because they know the ignorance is going to shine as soon as they start talking. See, they can chat about it. They can sit up there and angrily type a bunch of shit. When you bust their ass out live, and then they shut their motherfucking trap up. So that's why I like to invite people to motherfucking talk live. You know what I'm saying? Don't internet gangster me. Don't play no cyber gangster to me. Talk to me live. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna let you know so you can sit here and hear the anger in my motherfucking voice. And I will come over there and fuck you up. Then don't play that bullshit with me. I don't take that. Definitely from females. I don't play that shit. You don't do no ignorant shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That sound like something some old dumbass either blog talks conservative type stupid motherfucker or Joe stupid motherfucker ass that was on the Black Conservative show. That's the type of comment that shit sound like it came from. You know what I'm saying? From somebody ignorant like that. But not no bitch that's calling herself no fucking Miss Diamond. Bitch, please. Man, stop hating, ho. Hey, shouts out to Miss Mike off in here, man. He had a little bit of drama for these old punk-ass crabs in the barrel, man. You know what I'm saying?
Punk-ass. So, wait, that person, you said from Blood Talk Radio, that person that fought that,
They ain't from Blood Talk Radio, but they'll be all right. We're coming right back after this, man. Number unity up in here. Love, peace, and happiness, baby. Pissed me off, man. Miss Natasha. Pissed off.
Don't be pissed off, baby. Smile.
Fucking whore. Fucking whores with that bullshit. What the hell you sending me the damn link for?
Oh, because I sent it to everybody, damn it.
Oh.
Don't worry.
I'm like,
sorry.
Huh? Oh, you sent it through your messenger?
Yeah. I send it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I wrote her ass down there a paragraph and told her, actually, don't call my motherfucking show because your opinion means nothing to me or my fellow motherfucking radio hosts. Fuck you. Well, ignorant ass. She must be a Bush reporter and shit. She got to be a Bush reporter. She probably got a big ass 12x12 picture of Bush and shit getting hit by shoes and shit. Feeling sorry for his ass, you punk bitch, you. And I found a whole bunch of names. I ought to start just calling all these motherfucking numbers and shit, find out who the fuck pick up. I got 9 motherfucking results for Diamond Howard in the United States. There's 9 different phones I need to call to find out who the fuck this bitch is. Calling, goddamn you. Damn, so lucky, boy. It's all good. I ain't finna waste my time with dumbass. Not wasting the time with the dumb ass. But I will waste the time to send you a motherfucking email, punk bitch, you. Damn, that's all good. Anyway, live right here, man. This is Taking It Up the Bum, you know what I'm saying? Taking It Up the Bum Monday, you know what I'm saying? Vice, your damn shit is loud as hell, man. Where the hell is you at? You in the washing machine or something?
You good?
I'm talking to Vice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is you.
You don't know. You don't know. I love Brazil with still. You understand what I'm saying? And you don't know. Those people, they are trying to... They are trying hard. They become just like them. You understand what I'm saying? Become like them. We're not going to go nowhere. But see, it's simplest there in the barrels. Just like them. Because they're barrel, man. You're not going nowhere. You understand what I'm saying? They're pulling out their own self.
What the hell is Fat and Goofy? What the fuck is going on? Man, my motherfucking
I have no idea.
Yeah, man, what the hell is going on, man? My phone on? Yeah, what the fuck is going on, man? The hell is y'all at playing fucking hooky? Oh, didn't Goofy get a job? Goofy, you at work? See if his ass at work. I think his ass got a fucking job and shit.
Politrick. Politrick.
Yeah, don't forget, we got Politrick, the Politrick show coming up after this. Let's see what the hell's going on with Dan City Jake. What the hell? Show. Alright, I don't know what the hell going on, whatever, fucking like that, but alright, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, did y'all, there's a BTR boycott. What happened? What the fuck happened? I don't know. Alright, we got a BTR so-called boycott. I don't know, I'm reading in the chat room, I don't know. Shouts out to 414, which is on Wrecking the Game Radio, what they do.
What up, DJ? How's it going?
I was Wisconsin in the building. Now, boo.
Yep. What's up?
What's up, my brother? What's going on?
I gotta get that number to Vice Grips' show. I couldn't write it down the other day.
Oh. Okay. Damn. I gotta remember off the top. 646.
Yeah.
595. Uh huh. Am I saying? Yeah. I think 4679. Ain't that right, Vice?
646-595-5.
Yeah.
I think. I remember. I'm gonna check first.
Yeah, I think it's
4679.
Okay. 646.
Yeah.
595.
Okay. And what's the last 4 numbers?
What's the who?
The last 4 numbers are 4679?
Yeah, that ain't right. Hold on.
Hold on.
No, it's 595-4679. Yeah, 646.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the topic of discussion today?
Well, pretty much anything. It's Taking It Up the Bum Monday, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, that's pretty much what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck done happened over the weekend? Somebody done shitted on you over the weekend? Or anything like that, you know?
The Lakers shit on me this weekend when they won yesterday.
Well, yeah, man, I heard they, well, hey, I can't, I don't, hey, shouts out to the Lakers. you punk-ass Orlando motherfucking no magic having motherfuckers, man. But fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
I have a question for you, DJ. Okay. What are your top five flavors of women?
Top five flavors?
Yeah, like, you know, black, Asian, you know.
Oh, I'm kind of non-denominational shit. I'm like religion. Hell, man, to me, you bending over, you're getting poked when the lights go out. Goddamn it! That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Vice, man, goddamn, this shit louder than a bitch. Vice, your phone loud, man.
What did you say?
Your phone is loud. It's like a loud air, just like right in my ear and shit.
Is that person come to your show?
Huh?
This person that called that negative remarks about me, me must go back to my country where I'm from. Me must not.
No, you'll know if the motherfuckers came on this show. I cuss her ass out off top and then let her talk. Shit, play on dumb shit like that. Crazy bitch.
I'm not against the president. I'm there for the president. You know, like I say, I go out there in the sun and the rain. I do it all for the president, man.
Man, what about Will I Am? What about Lil Wayne? What about motherfucking Jewel Santana? What about Cam? What about all these motherfuckers that jumped on the goddamn bandwagon just when Obama was motherfucking finna, you know what I'm saying, start winning and shit? Then all these rappers and shit come out, you know what I'm saying, to jump on the bandwagon, start making, you know, politically motivated songs when these half of these motherfuckers ain't never voted in their goddamn lives before. You know what I'm saying? So they made the shit when he actually was looking like he had a chance to win. That's when all these rappers and Jay-Z and everybody else wanted to jump on the shit, you know what I'm saying, and come in talking about, man, fuck that. I ain't studying no crazy bitch, man.
Hey, Vice Grip, do you play I Love Obama song on your show?
Yeah, what did they say?
You play the I Love Obama song on your show?
I Love
by Obama Girl?
Oh, I had that shit.
Oh, you gotta cue that song up.
I got that song somewhere too. That goddamn I Love Obama and shit. Yeah, I got that shit.
I Love Obama.
She look hot though, that bitch, they're fine, they're a motherfucker. Hey, 412, who this be? It's Wrecking the Game Radio.
Doing, buddy?
I'm chilling like a villain. What's happening, man?
Hey, you mind if I ask you about 400 trivia questions?
I give you one.
I hear I see your mind friggin' going cuckoo there, man. Too early in the morning be asking smell you all them questions.
Man, well, actually, it's 12 in the afternoon here, and it's 12 a.m. in Australia, which is where my co-host is at. So we actually operate on a 12 a.m. time schedule, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, it's 12 at night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how we get down.
What's
first
up,
of all, who you be, caller? What's happening? Who you with?
What caller?
You.
I told you, it's easy. Easy rider.
Oh, shit. My
it's
bad.
Easy,
I ain't
man. Get the wax out of your ear, dude. Go to the bathroom and clean your ear.
Yet, man. I ain't smoked yet. That's the problem. I know
you better
smoke.
You better get a couple in you, man.
Yeah, man. I ain't got a chance to smoke yet.
Hey, a couple blunts up.
228. We got 228 on the line. What's happening? You off in here?
What happened, fam? What happened, fam? It's your boy, Nick G.
Nick G?
Yeah, Nick G. Straight out of Bama 251.
Oh, okay. That's what time? Out of Bama?
Yeah, straight out of Bama, Mobile, Alabama, the home of Rich Boy.
Okay, yeah. One hit, one Rich Boy shots out to him.
Yeah. You'll see it again.
He rep for Bama, though, but everybody, you know what I'm saying? See, the only problem is when you come out with a swagger dog, you got to have your shit like click, clack, ping. If not, you're going to get 500 other motherfuckers that sound just like you and just going to make your whole swagger go down, which is what happened to Rich Boy. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a thousand niggas that's trying to sound like Rich Boy and Shawty.
Well, yeah,
you
said it right. They trying to sound like him. See, that's how he got in the game, because don't nobody sound like him.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. Once you get in the game, a motherfucker gonna try to stand in the mirror every day. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Till they get your goddamn style down, then they gonna go and you know what I'm saying, try to pursue that. That's a big problem why a lot of, you know what I'm saying, rappers can't make it in the game today. Everybody want to sound like Jeezy. Everybody want to sound like T.I. Everybody want to sound, man, fuck that. Sound like yourself.
Yeah, I know that's true. That's the same thing I speak on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know that's why we got platinum albums in Mobile, Alabama. We got platinum plaques down there. So, you know, because we sound different.
I'm hanging up.
Everybody.
Easy Rider. Hey, hold on.
Yeah, hey, Easy Rider came and hollered at me through the show, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on my show I had on yesterday, B-Net Radio.
Yeah, B-Net. God damn, that motherfucker hung up quicker than the song, bitch. Easy, I was finna take one of your 400 questions. Oh, well, look, this is the answer to one of his 400 questions, man. He asked, you know, what flavor, no, that was down Wisconsin asked that. Well, then fuck it. I answered Wisconsin's question. My favorite is Puerto Rican women. Fuck it. Vietnamese, Jamaican, goddamn Hungarian, Macedonian, Iraqian, Zimbabwean.
He's taking a cop off.
I don't give
Come
a
on,
shit
keep
where
a,
they
keep,
from.
Keep 100, DJ. Give me a five. If you had like a 31 flavors of women's store, what would be your top sellers?
FTS. Is that fuck that shit? Are you cursing? Are you cursing in the chat room? That's the Easy Rider. What the hell going on? Nah, my top pick though is I've been with a German woman. I don't do German women. German women don't wash their ass. I don't fuck around with German women. European women, sorry.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to wash your ass. I don't fuck with that. Look like,
hey, man.
Listen,
I live in Australia, lying next to European blood, and I wash my ass in
German. You are a Macedonian. You are not German. This is applying to Germans.
Yeah,
Germans' culture is they take baths, and you can ask a German, they take showers at least maybe once a week. They feel that it is an absolute disgrace that we take showers here in the United States at once, two, three times a day. They think that is a waste of water.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Don't they got bidets over there?
Huh?
Don't they got bidets over there? You know what a bidet is?
Oh, yeah, with a toilet shooting your ass and all that?
Yeah
they got that old gay ass shit. I'm a toilet paper man. I ain't need no water shooting up my ass like my ass on a water fountain or something and shit. My ass don't need to drink. My ass needs to get clean. You know what I'm saying? Well, goddamn, you calling to the smelly show, goddamn, Easy Rider. My bad. Shit. The hell? Calling to my show, talking about I'm running my mouth. What kind of shit is that? Oh, look at here. Still love for you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. Easy Riding. Easy Ride on these.
So, Tasha, how long did you grow up in Macedonia for a couple of years or what?
I was born and raised here, but I did actually go back when I was younger. I was probably about 8 or 9, and I stayed there for a few years, and then I came back, and then went back there, actually, on vacation. Yeah, so I try and go back as much as I can, go and see my family over there. But most of my family lives in Canada, though, which is a bit crazy. That's another reason why I'm making my trip over there.
Okay.
I've got family I've never met before that live in Canada. So.
She's an Aussie Macedonian. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a very heated argument the other day on one of the shows I was doing, talking about how overseas in some countries, girls are married off at 14 to 16 years of age.
Yeah. Germany is the legal age limit, I think, is 14 to have sex with a girl, and it's 16 if she in the military.
Right. So yeah. People are saying we should bomb these countries that have like 14 to 16 year old getting married because that's kind of like sexual predating.
What the fuck you mean bomb? Stop these motherfuckers or put up some preventive maintenance something to stop these motherfuckers from stealing kids from the goddamn U.S. and taking their ass over to these foreign countries for sex slaves and all this other kind of shit. And
right.
I guarantee you, it's, Americans have something to do with that shit. It's all over money, man. It's all over fucking money. Sadistic shit comes from money. The motivation of it is from money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my point was, like, you can't change the other person's culture if that's what they've known. I mean, who am I to say they're wrong?
Yeah, I mean, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you to go to Africa?
I mean,
and
I
if
mean,
they
I'm
get married at 12 and they marry each other off at 12, who the fuck is you to tell them that they wrong for doing that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't personally choose that. I wouldn't personally choose that type of young one, but I'm saying I'm not going to condemn or judge another culture because those probably 13, 14-year-olds are probably more mature than our 13, 14-year-olds here.
Yeah, so, man, but basically.
Our 13, 14-year-olds going after Zac Efron and shit, you know, all these pop stars and stuff acting like they're 5-year-olds.
Too much. Yeah, I mean, but now at the same time, what is it down here? 16 you can legally, what is it, 16 you can legally get married?
No, I get there's different states have different rules on like age consensual sex. I think in Georgia you can have sex with a 16-year-old. 18 is like I think in Wisconsin. States have different things like that. But you'd be having like 17-year-old
what's
guys.
The legalized
in Wisconsin?
No, it's just in the U.S. Is it different in each state?
It's different as far as age consensual sex. Yeah.
Yeah,
state
to state.
You have to get married. I think 18 is legalized for marriage.
That's crazy.
But they be incarcerated. Huh?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. What's the age over there?
No, I was gonna say out here it's Australia-wide, if you're under the age of, the girl has to be 16, the guy has to be 18 for that to be legal, but if you're over the age of 21, then you can't have sex with a 16-year-old, they have to be 18.
Right.
Which really is stupid, but, yeah. Basically, if you're under the age of 16...
What? Hold on, let me ask. Hey, Vice. Vice.
We lost Vice Grip.
No, he there somewhere. Vice.
Yo.
Hey, what's the legal age limit in Jamaica to have sex with a female?
18.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know. They don't even give a fuck in Germany, though. I mean, shit. Them bitches don't give a fuck, man. Them goddamn German chicks be lying and shit. They come on post, be lying, you know what I'm saying? They be 14 and shit, you know what I'm saying? I think it's 16, actually. I think it's like 16 to have sex with them and to get married. Or one of the two. They can drink at 16, too. So it's like, what? Y'all bitches drinking at 16? Yeah, they do all that shit, so... And I think we can drink it.
We're allowed to drink it.
Yeah, if you're in the military, you can drink at 18. You know what I'm saying? But then here's 21. That shit, 21 only. Your ass get caught anything under 21. Your ass doing some time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Down here, yeah, around here. Anywhere, any state in the United States, the drinking age is 21.
Why? No, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
No, because, you know, in Wisconsin, they'd be like 17-year-olds that had sex with like 16-year-olds, and they'd be on statutory rape.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell are you put a statutory rape 17 and 16, you know? What? I mean, what? Yeah, but that's the way it is.
Y'all bitches shouldn't be fucking anyway. Keep y'all shit in your pants. Damn, you shouldn't be able to fuck nobody until you get 18. Fuck that. And go through motherfucking sex class and shit. Till you can complete biology and you know the effects of sex on a human body from pregnancy, STDs and all that shit, you shouldn't be able to fuck nothing. That should be a law universally. Because we all done learn from our motherfucking mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck that. That would be my law. Don't ever let me get fucking president. Y'all motherfuckers be like, God damn. The hell they doing? I mean, they was only 60. Yeah, they was only, shouldn't have been nothing. Poke his eyes out, goddamn it. You shouldn't have been gunning her ass down. Stop looking
at her. Announce your candidacy there. That smells good. Go ahead.
Hey, man. You ain't. I want to actually work. I don't want to be no president. I don't be no motherfucking president. If anything, I'll become a senator and shit and actually make some changes. You know what I'm saying? Obama made the biggest. Obama made the biggest changes when he was a senator.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was the one writing the laws. He was the one thinking of what needs to directly be, you know what I'm saying, done in Illinois. What can be impacted by him writing this bill, writing that bill. Now, he's on a major scale to where he's no longer just representing Illinois or any state. You know what I'm saying? Now he has to be a representative of all the states and make one law that's cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not just the state of Illinois or
right.
It don't affect just their state. You know, but at the same time, who's that doing the most good for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's not a direct impact. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Illinois right now and see direct change from him writing them 208 laws, you know what I'm saying, that he wrote. You know what I'm saying? For them to get this and that child care and all this kind of shit passed. But he's trying to do that shit now. And you got all these old other dumbass punk motherfuckers who really in it for the money game of it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of his shit, you know, it was for impoverished people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not a money game. So that's why a lot of his shit ain't going to get, you know, it's not getting passed, you know, that he's coming up with.
Speaking of which, did you see pictures of New County Jail that's in Illinois?
No, man.
It's a big ass building that's all glass. Okay, I got it sent to me. When you look at it, think it's like a big airport and shit. You look inside, there's like a basketball court, ping pong,
and
the guy's room is like bigger than my.
You said
no, New County Jail in Illinois.
New County.
I should email it to you.
Oh, I'm finna look it up. Hold on, look this motherfucker up.
New County Jail, Illinois pictures.
New County Jail.
Wow.
That's fine. Now let's see here. What the hell is that? Enrico. That's in New York.
No, it should be in Illinois. New County Cook Jail or something? Let me. I'm gonna go on the internet. Hold on.
Yeah, because they got a bunch of different. Bunch of different shit on here.
Can I email it to you quick so you can get right away? Or how they do that? Just.
Oh, just tell me the link if you know the link.
Okay, all right, okay, I'll find the link. Hold on. I'm efforting, so we could talk amongst yourselves.
Let me see. Facility. The county must have a new jail facility, Sandy Point Road. No. Down here,
yeah,
they got a fucking jailhouse that, over in Polk County. I mean, you think you're in a motherfucking fish tank and shit, man. That shit's so crazy. I got locked up there for like 7 days and shit, man. I swear I would rather do 6 months in a Hillsborough County jail compared to a Polk County jail, man. I mean, that shit was just like being thrown back in motherfucking Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, that shit, that was so crazy. The water was like rust color and shit. You know what I'm saying? You try to drink the water fountain. I'm like, what the fuck? And
what
then they got you in an open bay. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like you was describing, but it's a big ass glass. You know what I'm saying? Like it's four big ass glass in an octagon shape. And you can see straight through to the other side, through everybody's side, and then they got the guard tower in the middle of the bitch. You know what I'm saying? So they can see this in 360 degrees. Everything is wide open, though.
You know about that jail in Arizona, right?
No, nah, man, I ain't trying to hear about no motherfucking jail, honestly.
the tents,
I ain't trying to know about
jail?
Those jails. Who, what?
There's tents. It's tents. And all they get fed every single day is 3 bologna sandwiches for lunch, dinner, and breakfast. And they got these guys dressing in pink. Pink underwear, pink socks, pink shirt.
You got enough of fag camps anyway. I don't know how the hell they promote
that. It only costs $100,000. And it's supposedly that it does them justice, supposedly, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you ain't supposed to feel comfortable in jail no fucking way, so don't motherfucking go if you don't like jail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were crying, oh, it's too hot here, it's too hot, and the guy says, well, if there's people serving in Iraq and they're hot as hell over there, you should be bitching.
Thank you.
Because you're over here because of your actions and choices that you made.
Yeah, now that's true, man. You got this shit. New County, wait a minute, you say Cook County Jail?
Yeah, I'm trying to get here. Hold on. Yeah, because I'm sending like 7 pictures on this thing, and you're supposed to guess like what you think it is. And then you go to picture 2, picture 3, picture 4. And by the time you get to picture 4 and 5, you know what it is. But it looks like an outstanding place to go to.
Yeah, no.
Let's see, I'm thinking, hold on. Okay, let's see what the hell is. What?
She's just bawling out like, what happened? What happened?
I'm you okay,
laughing easy. Easy, because I did more time on the toilet seat in jail than you did days.
See,
okay,
yeah,
here
we
go.
Hey, I ain't going to take credit for that, motherfucking easy. Shit, I ain't taking credit for that, goddamn it. You're fucking right.
Here we go.
It's
called a
glorifying going to jail. It's called the what now?
The new Cook County Correctional Center in Chicago, Illinois.
Cook County.
I can send you the link. I mean, I can send you the thing.
Yeah. Well, are you in the? You ain't in the chat room though. I'm gonna say
okay,
drop it
in
the chat room.
Room.
New Cook County Correctional.
You're never in the chat room. You're never in the chat. You always just call.
Yeah, man, you represent.
Hello?
You heard what she said? You said you never
yeah,
in the chat.
Why,
you always just call.
Why don't you in the chat room? You always call.
Because I'm at a computer when I'm calling. I'm in my car.
I
definitely
would
be a
sound
computer.
Like, I'm like, damn, you driving somewhere? Somebody driving somewhere? I hear loud. Let me see who fuck that is. Watch this. Watch all the noise stop, y'all. In 5, 4, 3, 2. Huh? Yeah, I'm fucking magic, ain't I? I'm a fucking magician. Yeah, I know. I know. Shouts out to all the, y'all do know they end in mass transit, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's, Proposition 602.
Notice the traffic just keeps getting worse? Is your commute taking longer and longer because of traffic jams? It's not your fault. It's someone else's. Tired of watching people on the bus earn special privileges by traveling in a bus-only lane? You can vote to change the future of... Vote yes on Proposition 602. By opening up the bus lanes and paving over train routes, you'll fly across town. People don't have a right to cheap transport. The Constitution is very clear on this. Remember, it's only a small step from mass transit to communism. Vote yes on Proposition 602. It's all about you.
Yeah. Make sure you get out and vote. If anybody, you know, I got a homeboy of mine, too. I got a personal homeboy of mine. You know, if y'all trying to get buffer this summer, you know what I'm saying? I got contact information on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit him up. He sent me his advertisement. He want me to let y'all know he advertised. He got an advertising special for the summer. So, you know, I get y'all prices. And
hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal suit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
That's my dog, BJ. You know what I mean? Y'all need any personal instructions for the summer? Y'all trying to get buffed? Make sure y'all hit up BJ Smith. Huh? What about the new man taking up the bum? You got it?
I got it. Type in new, go to Yahoo, type in new Cook County Correctional Center. And it's the first link. Click on it.
Correctional Center.
And then, do you see where it says Cook County Correctional Center photos, urban legends?
Damn, hell fucking no.
No?
Yeah, I'm looking at this old crazy shit.
You clicked on the page?
Yeah, talking about guess what this is. I guess it's a whole bunch of fucking taxpayers' money instead of being wasted. That's what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's you keep going down. Type that in, Tosh, on your computer.
I'm dropping the link for him.
Okay.
Everybody can check it out. Y'all want to check out what the fuck we looking at? There you go. Shouts out to Easy Rider, Ed Lips, Madison Media, Netty Net. You know what I'm saying? We got my dog Abu on the line, man, and Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? The Vice Grip Unity Show, and of course, all the way from Macedonia via Australia. You know, it's Miss Natasha.
How far is Macedonia from Australia?
Oh, God. 20 hours, 24 hours flight.
That long?
Something like
that. Fucking long.
Yeah, man.
How
on the other side of the fucking world.
Oh.
I really am. Like, it's closer for you guys over there because, like, you guys are closer to Europe than what I am.
So speaking of Perth, Australia there, Natasha, you been butt naked on Cotton's Low Beach?
Have I what, sorry?
Have you been butt naked on Cotton's Low Beach? You ever been there?
I've never been there, man.
You've never been to
Cotton's? No, I don't go to nude beaches.
Well, King's Park and Botanical Garden, you ever been there?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite place in the world. How the hell did you know that? I live about a 20-minute drive away from there, and that is one of the most popular. It's a big, massive, like, national park out here that overlooks the Swan River and the city, and it's amazing, amazing view during the night. Like, I've got pictures on my MySpace of the city from King's Park.
And see, this first line, that's what the fuck's going to happen. That's going to become a motherfucking home for the homeless people. That's what the fuck that's going to be. That is all the fuck that's going to be. I guarantee you, they got their homeless rate going to decrease like a motherfucker because y'all just built them a fucking hotel for the homeless. All
right. I might go commit a crime in New Cook County right now.
I mean, just to fucking go. I didn't want to come check y'all shit out. I heard that this bitch was. Look at this motherfucker here. You son of a bitch, you. You know goddamn well we on. What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is this? Oh, sorry, y'all. Talking to the side. You know.
I just came out of the drunk tank right now. I got into it last night with my neighbor.
Oh. So you just got out of the drunk tank. A motherfucking drunk tank. Man, didn't I tell you to stick to weed, man, not alcohol? Damn. See that? See?
Man.
Weed.
I'll be home in 15, 20 minutes.
You don't see people beating up people on weed.
All right. Well, I'm putting you on blast. Goofy Bone, everybody has been busted for fighting with his neighbor just getting out of the stink tank or drunk some shit tank. Out of the tank.
Hey, is weed legal in Australia or what?
Is what illegal or legal?
No, it's legal. Weed. Marijuana. Hemp.
Weed?
Mary Jane.
Weed?
Whatever. 1,000 names. I got 1,000 names.
It is illegal, but if you get... I'm not exactly too sure how much you can have on you without being charged if you say it's for personal use, but if you get caught with, like, a lot of it, and they actually... Because, like, if you get caught with heaps and heaps of it, then they'll assume, obviously, that you're selling it. And
did you say... Did you just say a hit? Did you just say hits of marijuana?
A lot.
But you did say hits, right?
Did I?
Because you take hits of acid. You don't take hits of weed.
No, I didn't say hit, did I? No, I didn't say hit.
I thought you did. Right.
I said it, you have a lot of it. It.
Oh.
It. You have a lot of it.
A lot of it.
Oh.
Well, tell me what.
You have a lot of marijuana in your possession, and you get caught, then they will assume that you're selling it. But if you have, you know, just like a small bag or whatever just on you, and you just say, look, hey man, it's for personal use, they'll let you go. It's all good.
So you can't, but walk around like be puffing on the blunt and shit.
No. You can't be walking around like that. No.
You are
legally allowed to grow four plants in your house or your backyard or whatever.
No fucking way. No matter how big they is or the certain height, certain width and shit.
As long as it's for personal use.
Shit, I have an oak tree in the backyard, goddammit. Yes, it's for our personal use.
Can I use it? When I used to smoke with my mom, she came home one day from work. This was years and years ago.
What a good mom.
Huh?
I said, what a good mom. I wish I had a mom that let me smoke weed.
She came home and she's like, look what I've got. And I went, what have you got, mom? And she's like, she pulls out this, out of her pocket, she pulls out a sachet bag and had all these seeds in it. And I'm like, what are they, Ma? I knew what they were. And I'm like, what are they? And she goes, in her accent, she goes, they're marijuana seed. And I went, what?
She's like,
does my friend gave them to me? She goes, I'm going to go to my backyard now. She goes, and I'm going to plant them. She goes, and I'll grow it for you. She goes, so you don't have to buy anymore. And I went, thanks, Mom. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of drugs is she on? Because I was only 18. And then she actually grew this plant. It was massive. It grew, like, so huge. She had to tie it down, like, four times. The bottom of it was, like, massive. Like, it was just huge. It was absolutely huge.
Wow.
And the buds on it was awesome. It was awesome.
Are you seriously calling this shit fucking jail, man? Are you seriously fucking kidding me? This shit got a fucking Olympic-sized goddamn basketball court. Are you fucking kidding me?
What are you looking at? Are you looking at which link are you looking at?
Click the second link that I dropped. That's a detailed link. I mean, that gives you the inside pictures of the fucking place. Ping pong, these bitches got ping pong outside. Foosball, a fucking 22-inch screen TV, fucking couches. I see a goddamn full weight room with free weights, fucking exercise bike, fucking sit outside and look at the world viewing shit with a fucking plant. Are you motherfuckers tripping? They got a TV in their fucking room.
Oh, man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're playing foosball.
Can't you be fucking kidding me, man? Ain't no fucking way.
Look at that couch. Isn't that sweet, that orange couch? I don't even have that in my room.
Look how big the fucking room is, man. I mean, that's the size of a college dorm. A college dorm room. Wow, that is crazy. You got to scroll to the bottom where it say 1, 2, 3, and 4, and click on the 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then it'll take you to the other pictures.
Then look at the quotes after page 4. It says prison, and it tells you work, which is kind of hilarious. You know where it says that? Well, it says prison. You spend most of your time in a 10x10 cell. At work, you spend most of your time in a 6x6 cubicle. In prison, you get 3 full paid meals for a day. In work, you get a break for 1 meal, and you have to pay for it.
Man, they
prison for good behavior, you get time off. For good behavior at work, you get more work.
At work, you're not supposed to speak to your family. You must.
Jesus says, I was not able to have top 3 golf course.
And they deduct taxes from your salary to pay for prisoners.
Yeah.
Man, you've got to be fucking joking, man.
Oh, this is hilarious. In prison, you get your own toilet in prison. At work, you have to share the toilet with people who pee on the seat.
Yeah,
see,
there's something past wrong with
you,
this fucking picture, man. There's
something seriously
wrong with this picture.
If I was homeless, I'd do something real bad so I can end up there.
Yeah, I mean, I hitchhike just to Illinois just to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, do something stupid. I mean, just punch the governor and shit and you'll be straight. You know what I mean?
There you go, Tasha. When you visit Chicago, Illinois, go flash somebody in New Cook County.
Yeah.
You'll have to spend a couple days there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Fantastic.
I doubt that. That motherfucker probably taking pictures and shit like, are you fucking joking? We're not taking you to jail for this shit. Fuck it. Fucking keep flashing. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to take your ass to jail if you don't keep flashing. Shit. Whoa, look at those.
So how far do you live away from Crocodile Dundee's environment?
He got a home in Australia, don't he? He does have a home there.
Is he in Sydney? I think he's in Sydney. Sydney's all the way over the other side of Australia. It's completely opposite. Like, I'm on the west coast down the bottom, and Sydney's on
you
the
in Cali, and he in L.A.
Correct. What?
Right.
So you're really down.
Correct.
How
the fuck
you
going to say correct, then?
I'm,
what?
I'm
what kind of shit is that?
Shut up. No, I'm in, so for example,
you're
I'm
right.
in L.A.
What did you say? Huh? The fuck are you going to tell me I'm right
I'm
for
in
that?
I'm in L.A.
What kind of shit is this? You ain't in L.A., you in Australia.
I'm saying, oh my God, it's an example of the fuck I'm located. Shut up, Nelly.
Oh,
anyway,
hey,
we have a caller, 408. What's
there
up?
There you go. Do your co-hosting job, damn it.
Hey, Miss Tasha.
Baby. How you doing?
This
man,
morning,
the doc up pay, man. I'm at the doc
I forgot
up
to tell
pay,
you about
man.
What happened last night.
Now, 817, you was in here, but we got to get an update from my dog Goofy Bone real quick.
No, last night, after the IBY show, I was smoking outside, and I guess my neighbor was all drunk talking shit, and then I heard he was outside talking to his friends, and I heard him saying, "Yeah, well the dumb stupid big ass next door would move his car. Maybe we could have some more parking room." And I fucking flipped right there. I go, why don't you come over here and beat up the dumb stupid fucking ass? And then he came outside. This is the second time I beat this fool's ass. And his lady called the cops, and they just said, you know what, I was drunk because I was cussing out the cops. I was hella drunk last night. And they just threw me in the drunk tank. And this morning I got out at 6 in the morning, and that's why I was on the And that's why I was on the I Am so early, Miss Tasha, because I just got out.
Oh, wow.
And then right now, I forgot that I was with the date last night, and that she had all my shit when they took me, and I had to go pick up all my stuff. But, yeah, it's just terrible.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's just terrible.
As long as you're okay, though.
Oh, I'm fine. I just got bruised knuckles, but that guy, again, he is 0-2 versus me. And I don't understand. Look, now, Smelly, one day when you come over here, you'll see. This guy's got an aircraft carrier where he could park at least 5 to 6 cars on his side. And I only have at least enough room if you fit 2 small cars. And this guy still complains because he has all his kids that are like 20 and something, and you know, they're like 3 kids over there. They all got cars, they all got friends, but yet they bitch at me because of my little parking spot, because I don't park in the driveway. You know what I mean?
That made me come over there if I can kick his ass.
Oh, I know. Don't worry.
Kick some ass. Fucking bring in the kangaroos and koala bears
away,
and kick some ass.
And when they took me away, I told that the lady next door, her name's Helen. I told her, I go, you know what? Next time you should tell your man to learn how to fight before he talks shit, motherfucker. Because that's twice I beat his ass.
Yeah.
But see, I went to jail because the cop told me if I would have beat his ass in my parking lot, then it would have been fine. But I went on his lot and I beat the shit out of him. So, but shit, I was drunk. I was having a good time. There was drama last night that needed to be issued. And I'm glad I got it off my chest. Motherfucker.
Oh, honey.
Hey, I don't know if you heard what happened yesterday, Smelly.
Oh, Leo. Levio.
No, on the left.
There you go. I was going to crush your punk ass out. Nigga, where the hell you been now? What kind of shit is this?
Oh.
I've been sitting right here talking about what the heck is he going to let me on?
Oh, man.
Hey, but no, Smelly, last night, man, I put it down, and you could go ahead and hear my archive show. But
yeah.
I put it down last night. I just said, hey, if you fucking with us, then you could have a problem. Because, you know, everyone's on whose side are you on? And well, I already said what side we on. We're on the Trilateral Commission side with the 2 fine-ass hosts side. And that's it. That's our island, and that's what we're repping.
How about FNF? Shouts out to FNF Studio, FNF.
Shout out to the firm and family, Uncle F.
Yeah, he sent me a invite talking about saying, hey, man, we need the chain link shows. I'm like, shit, man, we've been chain linking shows for the past 3 motherfucking months. 12 to 6, if you can get in between 12 and 6, goddammit, you pretty good. I doubt it. We got that shit on click, clack, what? Lockdown.
Unless he's going to chain link my night show.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I told him, you know, we be Trilateral Commission, so if he want to get down with the crew, you know what I'm saying, he got to start his own sector and shit, so.
Hey, but I'm so mad, fuck, man, shit. I hate going to jail just for sitting there. Fortunately, it was only 3 people in the holding tank. Motherfucker, usually there's 20 people in that motherfucking holding tank. At least I got some sleep last night, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
You'd love to go to the Illinois jail.
I know that. That's the fucking
that?
Like, it's the shit. This is Abu from Wisconsin, which
Abu.
Them two don't even go together and shit. Like, the fuck is
Abu
doing in Wisconsin?
The guy who eats
shit?
Cheese, right? Yeah. What's up,
Abu? I know they be looking at you crazy, don't they, Abu? When you go in a couple of stores and shit, they be like, hey, sir,
building,
how are you
yeah.
today?
Yeah, the federal
yeah.
building.
Yeah. Oh, the federal yeah. building. Yeah, they looking at you like you're a terrorist and shit. Hey, it's Abu! Run! Run! You know, motherfucker, I'm American. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Shit. Then you let the goddamn Taliban go by as y'all fucking with me.
Exactly.
Y'all let the real enemy go by and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with me because of my name. They changed their name to Tom and Dick and shit, and y'all letting them walk straight through with bombs on their back. Kind of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, especially when I don't shave or comb my hair, then it gets really, really scary for them.
What? Man, fuck it, dog. Do what you do, man. Do what you motherfucking do. That's all I tell you. Just don't come to the hood with that bomb and shit, because your ass might get fucked up. Your ass will get fucked up, man.
I don't know if you guys all know, but Tasha is West Coast. She's not East Coast. She's West Coast.
Yeah, she's West Australia. Yep. Yeah. That's out to all the West Australians. West Side! Living in the double wide.
I don't care. I don't care what Australian she is. I'm still going to go down under on her.
Wow.
Oh, ooh, I'm going to get in that outback. I'm going to get in that outback.
I'll give you a steakhouse.
Oh, shit.
I'll bake your potato, baby.
Wow.
Stuff
wow.
it with sour cream.
Wow.
Miss Tasha, how's your day, darling?
How's your night, woman?
Huh? My
it's
night.
One in the morning.
My day,
it
my
is
night.
One in the morning, people.
Yes.
In Australia.
I'm just blessed to be alive, and I'm happy that I'm on this show with all of you beautiful people, because I love you all so much.
But what? I mean, what drama post that? Some drama went down or something?
Okay. I didn't want to talk about it, but, all right, Loveologist is, you know, the Loveologist, right? You know who he is, right?
Nah.
Well, good. Well, that's the point. Apparently, he thinks that everybody knows him, but anyways.
Oh, yeah. I don't fucking know you, guy. I mean, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's one of those type of people. But anyways, he decided that, the whole point of that show yesterday was really about attacking Angel Eyes or whatever, and so he does it for the whole 2 hours. He's sitting here building up all this BS, like he's like he all these sob stories about himself, and it's like everybody's like, oh, that's so cute, and I'm like looking at some of these damn stupid people, and they're like, do y'all not know what this nigga getting ready to do? Because SOS said that shit on fucking Saturday, what he's gonna do. And all he's, I'm so cute. And then as soon as he starts saying that shit, all of a sudden, bro, like, what kind of fucking shit is that? It's like,
hey,
come
hey,
on,
Teddy,
I'm trying to tell you all that shit.
Teddy, relax, yeah, brother. But you know what? Lovequist did have a motherfucking point. He did have recordings. And I'll be honest with you, that's some dirty shit what he had, but shit, he did have recordings of people saying, you know, what they were saying.
Of what? Yeah. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
He even had a recording on
the yeah. Motherfuckers talking to like four circles right now, and I'm lost in every single one of them motherfuckers, man. I'm
check
like,
this out.
He had a recording on my ass. I was like, all right, how did I end up on this shit?
Smelly, check this out. Okay.
How's he recording conversations? What's
he's
up, Hellraiser?
He's doing one of two things. He's going to archives and downloading them hoes and using them as sound bites. Or number two, somebody's giving him them damn sound bites.
Might need to get that motherfucker a life. God damn it. Damn.
He's still up on them serial rapists because he was like doing them creepy Joker laughs last night. I was like, oh, shit.
He did sound like the
Somebody let the Joker out of Arkham Asylum.
He did sound like the Joker last night. I'll guarantee you that. Well, anyway,
he comes from a child out of commission. That would have been a straight ass. I would have found his ass in Atlanta.
Yeah, but
like,
check this out. Teddy, shut up real quick. Check this out. You know that show we did on Friday?
Friday.
Where everyone was talking about the beefs? Well, I guess, Sound Off, he's got more drama than anyone could ever imagine.
I heard he went on Verbal Ink and was crying and shit.
Yeah. He, whatever. He has drama, whatever. Well, anyways, you know, there's people asking, you know, what side are we on? Or asking me
I'm
personally.
I'm tired of that shit. Asking that shit.
Yeah, like, what the
serious.
Fuck? Y'all better pick up.
All right. These motherfuckers, they serious. When they said, hey, well, whose side are you on? They want to recruit you like you going to the army and shit. And I basically told everybody that, hey, you want to know what side I'm on? I'm on DJ Smell So Good side. I'm on Seti J. I'm on Mouse. I'm on Triple X Tasha. Now, if you fuck with any of those people, then you're going to see the badness. And I'm dead serious. You know,
my motherfucking dog,
beef,
I had to And vice grip, because I got some old punk-ass bitch from the outside trying to motherfucking hate on the Unity, you know what I'm saying? I had to send the ass a motherfucker. I had to send the ass two emails
then,
and shit.
Well, we'll just add them to the list. It's not hard. It's like adding your own
turn. That's Tara going to bring her ass to the fucking show. I hate outside drama when it comes to shows.
But you know what?
This is a bitch that just... She typed in Obama's what the fuck ever reason she looking for Obama info. Bitch, he already in the goddamn White House. The fuck you still looking for info on him for? He won. Damn, it's over. She going to tell me something. Every time I type in Obama, your name keeps popping up. Vice grip this, and you keep promoting your videos and your songs. Stop trying to use Obama to sell your music. Bitch, he ain't using the damn Obama to sell his motherfucking music. He ain't never said nothing about selling nothing on any sites that his music is posted on. He is just promoting, you know what I'm saying, unity, love, strength, and get the fuck behind President Obama, goddamn it, in support. That's it. He didn't ask no motherfucker for no money. He didn't ask nobody for no donation. What the fuck,
yeah,
man? I invited her punk ass to the show, though. I damn sure invited her motherfucking ass to the show.
But I'll tell you something right now, Smelly. These people really taking it to like, it's kindergarten shit. And I'm going to sit here and sit back and laugh at them because we goddamn adults. How far is this going to go? We ain't going to meet up and fucking fight unless somebody's really down.
When I have my motherfucking BTR family reunion, I guarantee you it's only going to be family death. Anybody on here with this old bullshit and that you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't even promote that on this show, man. We don't have drama on this show.
That's
you know
what I'm
saying?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have drama
on
none of our shows, so I don't know.
But see, people don't understand that. They think that we just going to jump on the side and we going to fight for that person. Why? Because they know we powerful. They know we could destroy people. That's why they asking those questions. And like I told them in emails, and I'm dead serious, I got five people that emailed me whose side am I on.
Man.
That's because
misery loves company, man. That's all that fucking
shit. But I'll tell you something right now, because they know
all misery around.
They know that we will shut motherfuckers down because we got power like that. And I will tell everybody live on this show that, we're staying in our own boundaries. Now, if you want to disrespect us, then you will see what real power we could fucking do. Believe me. But as for all this drama, it's none of our business. We're just sitting back and observing.
I was tempted to go and listen to that dumb shit, but I was like, fuck that. I said, that nigga probably whining and shit. I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, he was about 2 hours.
Because,
whining, dining bullshit.
Because
like,
here, this shit's supposed to be about fun. If you taking your time, if you taking 2 hours out your fucking day, and you ain't getting paid for this shit, to fill it up with drama, then, hey, more power to you. Just keep that shit the fuck away from me, because I come on here to have fun and you know what
Amen
I'm saying? And say some shit that, you know what I'm saying, you normally can't say around nobody, but you can say that shit here. That's the motivation and the purpose for this motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. If you're using it for
Amen
any other purpose,
that.
Your ass needs to motherfucking get lost.
And that's my point. I mean, trial and error commission always comes first, but you know, I love everybody else on here too. Just they got.
Oh yeah. No, I know, but I mean, if say I'm going to use people in the chat room, and I know this is never going to happen, so I'm just going to use it. Let's say that Nettie and Ed Lips, two people that never talk to each other, say they were fighting one day, and then you know they're fighting in my show, so you know Ed Lips wants to know, are you going to take my side? And then, you know, Nettie would email me saying, are you going to take my side? It's like, no. You guys both got a problem. You guys got to figure that out. If you want me in the mix, I'm going to kill both of y'all motherfuckers to get rid of a problem. Plain and simple.
Amazing.
And there should be no drama on this.
I get away from my crazy life.
Serious. I get away from my crazy life to come on here so I can fucking relax and have
away.
A good time.
That's what it is. A getaway. This is a fucking getaway.
Except
you
for Madison
man?
Media when he wants to take his shirt off to say, hey, I worked out for this shit. Like, I'm sorry, brother. Fuck you. say fuck you and your G.I. Joe body. You know what I mean? I love that.
Oh, you know what?
Talk about old.
Oh, flexing and shit. Oh, hey, I'm coming here flexing. Madison looking for a bodybuilding avatar and shit. Damn, fuck,
no.
Man. They don't have nothing. They don't have nothing that's flexing muscles and shit. Fuck.
Hey, they don't have a. They don't have just an arm flexing.
He's looking for a smiley right there. He wants a smiley to do this.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. He's looking for a bodybuilding emoticon and shit.
And we get another caller. We got another caller.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Number?
Yeah, who this be? 111? Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. You the sixth caller in the queue. What's happening? Hello?
Hello?
Are you just spying? Are you freaking spying 111? Because you about to get done like a guest. You about to get hung up in like point a couple of seconds.
Hey, where did I find you on this BTR site? Oh, here it is.
Oh, find
live,
me?
Live chat with DJ Smells Good.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody who don't want to call me Smells So Good. I had to correct somebody the other day. Shouts out to Miss Marcia Ball, reggae chick from Great Britain. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to her. I was talking to her on the phone. She on Thompson. What's your real name? Smells So Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hate that.
My real name.
Okay.
What is the point? What is it? If we fucking each other.
On the bat line.
Yeah, if
what's
we fucking each
name?
Other, then that's one thing.
Oh, yeah. I got to make an announcement, too. Yeah, because my dad was in the chat, was over in the chat room yesterday. He's supposed to be coming out with a show on BTR.
Wait. I got to put you. Hold up. We got to do a countdown. I need a countdown real quick.
He done left.
Too late. Damn, man. When y'all see a guest, y'all got to like, stop all conversations so we can get some ass kicking going on.
I grab him and I throw him. Like last night, there was a guest. Mouse was sitting on the couch. I threw that motherfucker over her head out the window. Dead on.
Out the window you go.
Out the window you go, motherfucker.
Damn.
I think everybody that come over here is just signing up for now on because nobody, it's starting to get to a point where nobody takes any guests in their room.
I'm telling
you, we done spread that through a lot of.
There's another one. Hey, guess.
Pow! Pow! Got another one? Oh, my dick got hard just then. Pow! Take that. Pow! Take that.
My pants
are flying up. Fuck that. You already know the rules.
Not every guest does.
Well, every guest should, goddammit. Shit. Call in, motherfuckers. Shit. Where my damn predefined message? They dropped my predefined message. I thought I had one.
Oh, y'all got to remember, though, too. Summer is officially here. So that means you might get a lot of kids playing around on BTR.
Oh, damn sure will.
So I got my eyes. I got my eyes and ears open.
What's up, lady?
What's going on?
On the radio. Oh, shit, girl. You call me now. Shit. 347-237-5125, girl. You ain't doing shit.
No.
Call in on the show, girl. Let them hear your...
Is that sweet thing?
Don't put you on the radio.
Yeah.
It's too late for that.
No.
Man, everybody say hello to her.
How you doing, David?
Oh,
hey,
then she
up,
put the
girl?
Government out there. So, never
what's
mind. You get hung up on... You get hung up on. Never mind, y'all. I was finna introduce her. She just used the government name. She gets hung up on.
Hey, Nettie.
Sorry.
How do you know I'm not growing? I'm not growing.
You just set
yet,
the
Nettie.
Fucking alarms off. Shit. Goddamn, Lisa Pisa, boy.
Hey, you know what I gotta say?
Shit is this. Y'all hear this shit? Don't y'all ever repeat
Nettie.
Anything y'all goddamn just heard. I have to come over there and kick some asses.
What the fuck? I didn't even hear a goddamn thing.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I'm talking about then. Because I'm on the radio, damn it, girl. What you talking about? If you had a
tuned in. Shit.
Who's hey, bro, I thought about something, man. 20, if we each go around, you could get, we
oh,
go,
oh,
go,
yeah.
go
oh, yeah. y'all
right
talk
here.
Y'all talk
about $40 off. You realize two commercials would pay for premium every month.
Yeah, but, no, yeah, I guess. I mean, I ain't
I'm
even trying ready. To pay for the, I'll be honest with you. I ain't even trying to pay for premium because the way everyone keeps complaining about it, I mean, what's the point? Straight up. I'm doing fine on the free shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I like the screening system. That's the thing that drew me to it. I don't like all that bullshit. I don't like that bullshit color line.
But it's more fun when they talking and you just cut them off. You're like, shut up, bitch.
It just wastes their time. I'm getting tired of it. I'm just so tired of people calling it the same shit and doing the same fucking bullshit. I'm like, let me go ahead and get a screening thing. Man. You want to act a fool in the screen room, and then let's see if you get on air or not.
Hey, Steady.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. You know, I'm trying to. I'm on the radio show and try to get to work at the same time. You know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool, cool. It's been a while
Ooh,
since I
nice.
Had you.
I just saw one of the nicest cars on earth, man.
Hey, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. What time is it? Fuck time.
Hold on. I got a question. Why don't you tell Madison Media to call in?
What the hell kind of number is that? Hold on, girl.
Hey, Madison, why don't you call in? I know you're over there, you know, flexing your muscles, kissing your main muscle.
You might have asked. You might have asked for the wrong
call
thing.
In,
who
man.
The fuck is it? 893?
Who's fighting? Who's
hold
on name? I want to talk to
yeah,
Madison real quick.
There we go. 893. Hello. God damn it. What the fuck going on? Stop goddamn muting them.
It's me. I'm calling from my house phone, damn it.
No, I'm trying to unmute you. Or you unmuting yourself. I'm like, what the fuck? This shit muting and unmuting? All right, there you go. You in the building. Yeah.
I'm here. Hello.
All the way from
you.
Australia. Miss Tasha Triple X is back in the building, goddammit.
Correct.
You know, Madison, when
I
you
was.
Have another show, I'll fucking talk to you on your show. But you haven't had one on my birthday.
He's crazy, man. He said 1.86 Madison.
I know. That's what I want to talk to him about. He's over here using my trademark and getting paid off it.
Hey, that's all right. What's the new show name, Goofy?
Hey, you can call me Goofy Sin Media.
Oh, man. Oh.
Hold on. Steady, be quiet. Hi, you've listened to the Goofy Sin Media.
See you, Minnesota.
Radio show.
Are you there?
Who? What? What happened?
What the hell?
What's the song?
What's the song?
Who's this?
What's the station?
Blog Talk Radio.
6 Point Deuce.
Blog Talk Radio. Just write this. Write this number down. That's all you need to worry about is the phone.
Hey, tell that girl to call me.
This my hairdresser, y'all. Well, when I had hair and shit.
Oh, you bald now?
Oh.
Yeah, but a commercial.
I gotta start a MySpace page for my mini hairdos and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got that fucking.
Wow.
What's it called? Castrone?
Oh, 347. 237-5125. What? Were you talking to me?
Hello?
Yeah, you talking
Ms.
to me?
Tasha.
Huh?
How are you, Miss Tasha?
Yes?
You got the number. I just gave you the number.
I'm here, baby.
How are you?
I'm good, honey. And
all right,
you?
I don't know what the hell happened. She hung up. Shouts out to my hairdresser, man. Shit.
That's good.
She might call
I missed
man.
You, though, hon.
Did you?
Yeah.
You kiss your own ass.
I miss you. I miss you every day when I don't speak to you.
Oh, stop.
Yes, because she says the same thing to me. Oh, my bad, my bad. I was talking to my hairdresser. I was talking to my hairdresser.
Are you fucking serious?
You fucking crazy, man. Well, if
hey,
it's going to be like
hey,
that, then I'm going to pull a love quest, and I'm going to talk about Miss
Jones. Nah, Goofy, you remember the scene in, Coming to America when they sitting in the goddamn, when they had Arsenio Hall in the wig and shit? She was up, I want you. And your friend, too.
Hey,
man.
I got a secret
hell
to tell you. I worship the devil.
I was once Joan of Arc.
Yeah, I was Joan of Arc.
What the hell?
Hey, what the fuck? This bitch going crazy.
This is the first day since separation. What the hell? I'm like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
Can you see me, Mustache?
Oh, let me give some quick shots out, man.
Wait. Yes, I can. Ooh, god damn. You are so fine. You know that? Oh, yes, you do anyway. But you are so fine.
Oh, here y'all go. Let me turn my webcam on. Sandy, turn your cam on.
Yeah, he's stinky as hell. I saw him. Everybody bug. His ass all up on the damn curb.
Who that?
The damn cops.
What
happened? They after you too, Shetty? They said, oh, you part of trial out.
First there was one in front of me, and he was driving extra slow like he was trying to kiss somebody. I was like, let me let his ass keep going before I go forward. And then he left. And then there was another one as soon as I kept going. Because it's like this one spot where you guys start speeding up all of a sudden. I show up from the grade start hitting 70 miles per hour.
Damn, that's crazy as shit. Check this out, man. And it sounds kind of weird, too. North Korea sentences U.S. reporters to 12 years labor. Two chicks got caught, you know what I'm saying, convicted two American journalists and sentenced them Monday to 12 years of hard labor for crossing into its territory, intensifying reclusive nations confrontation with the U.S. The Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, reporters for former Vice President Al Gore, Sanford, whatever, TV media venture. That's why, motherfuckers. Y'all fucking with Al Gore, punk ass. Fuck him. But their ass was doing a report. They was doing a report on what the fuck did they say? And that's kind of ironic too. Because the two were reporting about the trafficking of North Korean women at the time of their arrest, and it's unclear if they strayed into the North or were grabbed by aggressive border guards who crossed into China. A cameraman and their local guide escaped. How the fuck do a motherfucking cameraman escape?
With a big ass camera in his hand.
With a big ass camera. How the fuck?
Never said that he had the camera. He came back with a camera.
Well, yeah, they ain't. I would have dropped that bitch in the menu.
Shit, fuck that. Later, camera. Shit.
Damn,
you see a Mexican in Korea, there's something wrong.
This is like asking for too much to see they said this, but they said that he had the camera with him, too?
No, he had the camera with him.
He was really on some bionic women type of ass shit, some $6 million man shit. Ain't no fucking way you got away from all them people. They got everybody else they got on camera in their hands. I ain't believing that shit.
Damn, that's fucked up. 12 years of fucking hard labor.
Can you believe that shit?
Damn. And they reporters. These motherfuckers are reporters, man.
What, baby?
Where are you?
Damn.
I'm coming.
I ain't going over there.
Wait a minute. Let me turn the cam on. Let me turn this cam on. Shit, you coming. Let me turn my cam on. Shit, right. Oh, my bad.
Hey, let's give a shout out to Easy Rider. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, let's hope that they win tonight so they can fucking keep the series even. Shouts out to Easy Rider. Good luck, man.
Fuck, it's cold. Ooh,
shouts out to y'all, man. Hey, I got, let me see if I got this shit.
I have to go really quick.
Where is it at?
Good.
Big Thump. We got Big Thump Freestyle, I think. Let me see if I upload this shit.
See, man, it's so good. Are you on me?
Yeah, I'm on. What the hell is Big Thump there?
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, speaking of a Vice Grip, remember last night, Goofy?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he sound like a smooth version of Vice Grip?
Much clean version.
Who that?
He was like,
did you send the link to my show? To the show? Did they send the haters the link to the show? The Unity show?
Yeah, we up next. We up next.
Are you
up next? It's going down live. Vice Grip Unity show pops off in exactly 9 minutes. I thought I dropped the link, though, but if not, I'll drop that bitch again.
That's all good.
I did drop it. Yeah, I dropped it in there.
Yeah, bless it, Lord.
Did they send the link to the Unity show?
Link to who?
To the haters. The person that sent those negative remarks to me.
I don't want that bitch on my motherfucking show. I don't want that bitch to know nothing about Blog Talk Radio. I gave her ass the phone number. She can call in and get cussed out. That's all she ain't participating in my motherfucking chat. All the truth, I can give her ass the boot, but nah, I ain't going to give her that luxury. Nah, she'll be all right. I gave her the number. That's good enough. Call in, bitch. Punk asshole.
Skin and toes enough bills for Barack.
Yeah, man. Give her ass a Barack sandwich. But going on. Get that president's ass whooped. Hey, I gotta play this real quick, man. Y'all check, this is Big Thump. Thug Mansion, this is a Big Thump style. Freestyle or something like that. He called into the show yesterday, you know what I'm saying, wanting people to critique this here. So y'all
move,
tell me what you think.
Down.
When we come back. What the hell y'all talking about? Put y'all punk ass on me with all that laughing. There ain't no laughing
eating.
On this show.
I
want to
see what she's eating.
No laugh. It better not be a banana, goddammit. That's my shot.
Yo, what? Yo, problems and stress. Everybody got problems and stress, right? But it's just like, you know what I mean, how we react to those problems and stressful situations that define who we are as people. That define who you are as an individual. You know what I mean? It's just dumb. Go get a heavy hitter. Making 10 bucks an hour wasn't 2 9-to-5s. I'd rather die to do this shit forever just to stay alive. And I don't wanna just barely get by. Lifestyles of the rich and famous shit. I wanna live they life. I spent some cold ass days and lonely ass nights trying to get my life together and get my money right. I've been searching for signals like cell phones on roaming. Cause I be goddamn if I'ma be homeless. Fuck minimum wage and fuck losing these vests. Cause I'm sick and fed up with living paycheck to paycheck. Since the fifth and buying time is all sold out. You either pay the landlord or you get the fuck out. Dude owe me money for that time I held him down. He screamed for help and I'm the only one that heard the sound. Now he always hate to pay so he never try to come around. A disappearing act cause he can't be found. Fake friends everywhere but true friends is rare. But when you're going through problems, don't nobody really care. You see my rent due, my car no late, my phone bill too. The kids hungry, who gon' put food on their plate? Mama said I had these type of days when I got grown. But God bless a child that can hold his own. I wanna go to a place where it ain't no beef, it ain't no police. Cause we all living in, and little kids we gon' play in the street. Is such a place real, or really just make believe? When I dream at night, I know what I see. And when money can't change your mindset, that's when you know that you're free. Thump. Yeah, yeah. Avion, the album.
Starting at the top, 414, what you thought about that, Mr. Wisconsin, Mr.
No, that was absolutely beautiful. I want Vice Grip to play I Love Obama song on the show today.
Oh, I have to find that shit and upload it. His name is what?
Boo News.
You talking about the motherfucking dog?
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about my son. I'm sorry.
The hell are you talking about? We're talking about the damn song, man.
Oh, okay.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
I'm talking about some damn dogs and cats and shit. Parrots. The parrot's name is Hawk. How the hell is damn going to name a parrot Hawk and shit? A goddamn parrot. Anyway. Said it, Jay, man. Well, Goofy, how you like that song, man?
I really like that song, to be honest with you.
I'm a little freestyle. Tell me, kicked a little freestyle over. You know what I'm saying? Said it, Jay.
That was a good song.
I like the song. I really like the guitar that was in the song itself. The music.
Nigga, that's Tupac's song.
I know. I'm still saying I like the music that was in the background.
Oh, you just like the beat period. All right. But shouts out to R.I.P. to Tupac, you know what I'm saying, for that Thug's Mansion. I forgot who was one of the originators that wrote that song. But. All right. Mr. Vice, bye-bye, Vice Grip. You're not too sure. What you like? You like that song, homie?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, then. You like that show?
I liked it.
Yeah.
You
like
did you like it, Miss Tasha?
I did like it. I loved it.
All right. Well, shouts out to Big Thump. He's going to be hitting us back with some more tracks. He came, hung out, you know what I'm saying? I told him I was going to play it for him, so you got in rotation, homie. Make sure y'all click the link, you know, it's going down for the Vice Grip Unity Show. You're not too sure. And this has been a Take It Up the Bum Monday. And been doing it real big.
And make sure y'all wipe your bums. That's another thing.
Yeah, no bidet, motherfuckers. No bidet. That's not cleaning your ass. That is not cleaning your ass. You're supposed to wipe even after the bidet and shit. You get motherfuckers that water fountain their ass and they just pull their clothes up and shit, and you have a big ass wet mark on the back. Like, ugh. You got Skid Row going on in your drawers, man. What the fuck going on, girl? Girl, you should have. You didn't. You used the bidet, didn't you, girl? Yeah, you used the bidet. You ain't wipe your ass. You didn't what? Wipe your ass. All right, normally we do a VIP show, you know what I'm saying, directly after this, but the VIP show is actually going to carry over to the Vice Grip show, so. You know what I'm saying? That's what that's.
How come your co-host isn't talking?
Oh, I'm.
Probably because she's looking at your punk ass on camera and you flashing the nipples and the shit or whatever you doing.
He's not flashing nipples. No, I'm just listening to all of you talk.
Flashing nipples. I don't know if that's what you do. Smells so good.
Hey, you're there, like, huh? Like, oh.
You really need to have Miss Tasha speak more though.
Yeah, no, she's all nice.
Yeah, well,
talking.
You know what? Hey, Abu, if they give me a chance, I might.
You guys,
oh shit!
Yeah,
hey.
I'm
playing.
Yesterday was all about Natasha. So if y'all run the archive back, y'all will hear that she was the host yesterday. So I don't want to hear that shit.
She was. Where did I find that?
Go to my show page, blogtalkradio.com /smellybtr, and then look up yesterday's episode.
Okay.
Actually, shit, run all three. The past four episodes have been on the fucking meat rack. Yeah, if anybody want to get to know Miss Natasha Triple X a little bit better, as well as myself, we cover some shit, some wide the fuck open,
man.
Thumb up your booty type shit. You know what I'm saying?
My deep dark secrets.
Yeah.
My deep dark secrets are in the archives. You want to know shit about me? Listen to the after party show.
Can I give you an after party show?
Yeah, you can give me an after party show.
All right, well check it out. We had they want to know who was all on
I'll
the show.
I'll have an after party with you, baby.
Sadie J, shouts out to my dog. The show has now stopped streaming, so shouts out Sadie J, Boo from Wisconsin, Miss Tasha from Australia, lovely co-host.
Thanks, baby,
my dog Goofy Bone, straight out of San Jose, California.
Then,
of course, Blessed Love, Vice Grip Unity Show, where we about to carry over and talk about this politics. And then shouts out to DJ Spinner, who done showed up extra late. Easy Rider, Ed Lips, and net. And of course, Miss Micah, much love to you, girl, for coming through, showing love. Click the link if y'all want to join us, man. It's going down. It's all about Poly Tricks, you know what I'm saying, live on the Vice Grip Unity Show. That's how we doing it. Yeah, nope. Peace. I got to go because I got to sign in.
Can't
they gonna start until I call in.
The income law.
Ain't nothing going to start until I call in to the show.
I know.
Yeah, make sure you call in the right number, too.
All right, I got to go. Peace out.
I'm gone, too. Work done.